Paul Deleu is an oil expert from Robert Gordon University. Paul, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
What have you made then of the last few days when it comes to the international oil markets?
I think there's a really important point the government and the Prime Minister have been saying it around. Energy security is national security, and I think it is really important that as a nation that we have energy on our doorstep in the North Sea, and also, of course, have the whole renewables agenda here at our fingertips, because when uncertainty happens around the world, we see it with Russia and Ukraine, we see it now in the Middle East, you really want to make sure the energy security of your country is as secure as you can get it and is within your control.
But we don't do that, do we?
Progress is being made. The wind industry is developing quite rapidly. It's a long way to go, but of course, it's a transition, and we need to make sure we manage all our energy resources in the best possible way, continue to use the oil and gas we have as long as we need it, but also very rapidly then developing the renewables agenda. And it is a process we're going to, more to be done, but the industrial strategy that was rolled out earlier this week is hopefully a big catalyst to kind of accelerate this agenda.
But you're hinting at the fact that we still import energy, don't we, despite having all that oil in the North Sea?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a nation, we're using around 2.5 million barrels of oil and gas equivalent a day. Only 40% is produced domestically, so 60% is imported. So we as a nation are very reliant on third parties providing the energy we need. And that is not, of course, in a world where energy security and national security are so closely combined, a good place to be.
Where do we import our oil from?
So oil is an international commodity, comes from all over the world, so it can come wherever we can get it. Gas is a far more regional commodity, so we see gas potentially, what is not produced here, comes from Norway, and we import quite a lot of liquefied natural gas, mainly from the US. But oil comes from anywhere, and of course we see kind of shifts in oil markets happen, we've seen in the last week or so. That has an implication, and oil prices increased by $10, almost 15% in a matter of 10 or 12 days. That's a huge swing in oil prices, which of course we can't cope with as we are consumers. We see it on the forward course, and of course we see it also in our bills.
But see, I mean, I think I remember oil being $100 a barrel, so $69 doesn't sound that high. Put that into context, can you, for listeners? $69.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So the oil price has been going up and down. We're kind of back to the level it was before the troubles in the Middle East. But literally in 10 days, it increased about $10 or $12 a barrel. Basically, the volatility of the markets kind of priced it in. If you look where the incident is, particularly between Iran and Israel, the Persian Gulf and the Strait of Hormuz, which is connecting it, that's where roughly 1 in 5 of all the global oil will go through on a daily basis. So 20% of the oil market is kind of linked to that particular kind of part of geography. So there's a real uncertainty when the kind of missiles start flying, that it's going to be closed out. And that has a massive impact on the oil price. Now, luckily, it's the kind of ceasefire at the moment. We see the prices come down to normal levels, but it shows you the degree of volatility in the market by a kind of global events.
Because although we've got maybe a ceasefire there, there's certainly not a ceasefire in the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's also affecting oil price, isn't it? So, and much of this is bought forward. People buy oil on the futures market.
So a lot of that already happens. So there's a very active futures market people can buy that, so that it gets stored. But again, the price is a global commodity. Trading happens on a daily basis, and the kind of price volatility you will see appearing very quickly. So if there's uncertainty, oil price goes up. And again, that's what a reflection on what the market is doing at the moment. And that has been there for years and will continue to be there until we move to the renewables agenda. But that highlights the point how important energy security is and national security, and how it goes together, that you make sure you have access to your own energy resources in the country or on your doorstep from reliable sources. Because as a nation, as consumers, we cannot continuously be kind of exposed to this kind of price volatility. It makes the UK very tricky and very uncompetitive in the long term if we have high energy costs compared to other countries.
You've mentioned this a few times, and I haven't picked you up on it, which is this security because we are importing, but we have plenty. And I remember you in the independence referendum, much of the conversation around oil and gas was, well, much, I think 90-odd% of it's in Scottish territorial waters. And do you think then, as the UK, or as whatever we want to call ourselves, we are not actually getting enough oil and gas out of the North Sea when we should be doing more?
Yeah, I think it is about striking the right balance here, because as a nation, we're going to use oil and gas for a long time. The the Committee on Climate Change and government independent advisors say we're going to need somewhere between 13 and 15 billion barrels between now and 2050. Only a third of the moment is coming from UK resources. And so that means most of it is being imported from other countries. So there's a real balance to be kind of going after here, where we're saying is actually, if we have it on our doorstep, let's use it, particularly if it comes with a lower carbon footprint. So I think there's as we use it, we might as well use our domestic resources, create our own jobs here, have our supply chain here, have our security of supply here, and then use that as an opportunity to accelerate the renewables agenda. At the moment, what we're doing, we see oil and gas declining in the North Sea and our imports increasing, and that gives us a more exposure to the international markets.
Professor Paul Deleu, thank you very much indeed.